very glad we've been rather patient. So.
那么我今天见到的题目就是得救本无恩。
Today my topic is saved by grace.
但也是这个就是我们感恩最大的理由。
And this is the biggest reason why we are thankful.
因为感恩节的快到了。
Thanksgiving is approaching.
所以今天下午我要用一个大家熟悉的圣经故事，用另外一个角度来看这个感恩。
I want to tell a very familiar story from another perspective.
在这个俄罗斯有一个大城市叫圣彼得堡。There's
a big city in Russia called St. Petersburg.
那么这个大城市里面呢，有一个非常有名的博物馆。In
this city, there's a famous museum.
这个博物馆里面呢，收藏了很多的大师的大作，但是有一个是特别。
Among all the master collection there's a classic.
那么这个图画呢，是从这个有名的Rembrandt，就是荷兰的画家，17世纪的荷兰画家所画的。
One of the paintings was done by Rembrandt, a Dutch painter.
那么这个图画里面有三个人物。There
are three characters in this painting.
一个是大哥。
One older brother.
一个是弟弟。
One younger brother.
然后在中间有一个父亲。
And then there's a father in the middle.
那么这个图画的题目叫 The Return of the Prodigal Son.
This is
就是浪子回头，这个名字叫浪子回头。
那么我个人很喜欢油画。 I really love painting.
那么这个图画呢，曾经巡回到美国很大的博物馆里面。
It was an exhibition here in the United States.
我个人也去看过这个图画。
I went to see this painting.
那么我忘记是在那个 Smithsonian 呢，还是在那个 Metropolitan Museum， 我不记得。
I don't remember. Is it either in the Metropolitan Museum or?
但是这个图画的内容我是永远记在心里面。
But I have a very deep impression of this painting.
那么我站在那边看了好久。
While I was standing, looking at that painting.
那么在这个帆布的上面呢，我欣赏它的色彩跟笔法。
I was impressed by the color of the paint.
那么我觉得真是画得非常好。I
thought it was so beautiful.
那么父亲脸上每一条皱纹都写得很清楚。You
can even see the wrinkle on the father's face.
那么这个小孩子呢，就一片潦倒的样子，但是脸上却怀有盼望。The
prodigal son who is full, his face is full of hope.
但是在旁边黑黑的。 背景一下有一个大哥站在那边。
In the shadow you see the older brother.
以这个妒忌的邪的眼光来看看爸爸怎么样拥抱他的弟弟。
He was looking at his dad with envy.
那么我们基督徒都知道这个图画的内容就是路加福音15章讲到那个浪子回头。
We know this story is from Luke chapter 15, the return of prodigal son.
那这段圣经呢？ 从2000年来，历世历代不晓得讲过多少的道。
For 2000 years, so many people tell of this story.
那么牧师都用不同的方法去讲它。
Every pastor tell it from a different angle.
那大概可以分成四类。
There are basically four major groups.
第一类呢，就是很简单，就是浪子回头。
One category is the return of the prodigal son.
我们知道，在这个写那个 Crime and Punishment 这个作者托伊斯基呢，他被放逐到西伯利亚的时候呢，他就想到这段圣经，而自己重生得救。
I know the author of Crime and Punishment remembered this story while he was writing that particular novel.
那么第二种讲法呢，就讲到这个长子的嫉妒。
And then the second category is talking about the envy of the older brother.
那么这个长子呢，是以工作来取悦他爸爸的爱。
The older brother used his good work to earn his father's approval.
那么用我们现在的话语来讲，他就是一个律法主义。
From our own, nowadays we call him he's a Pharisee.
Legalism. 代表这个律法主义的代表。
People who try to earn God's grace by good work.
有人就觉得他可能是受到回教徒。
Some people say he's like a Muslim.
那么我们看看这个。 浪子这个长子啊，其实有一个牧师呢，用一种很巧妙的方法讲到第三个儿子。
And then there's another pastor, there's some pastor who talk about the older brother, the prodigal son, and then there's the third brother.
那第三个儿子是谁呢?
What's the third son?
因为在中东的文化里面, 如果家里一个弟弟流失了, 是大过的责任去找他回来。
In the Middle East tradition, if the younger brother is lost or missing, the older brother is responsible to seek him out.
但是这个大哥没有去找他。
But this older brother did not go to.
所以这个牧师讲有第三个儿子，就是上帝的儿子。
And then the pastor talk about the third son, the son of God.
就是刚刚我们圣经讲的最后一句话，他来拯救世上的人。
Bible said that he come to seek and search.
那么第四种讲法呢，就讲到一个。 The waiting father 就是等待的父亲。
And then the fourth category talk about the waiting father.
那么这个讲到的焦点呢，就放在这个父亲的身上。
The focus of the story will be on the father.
这里就讲到主无私的爱，主的大爱。
It talk about the unconditional love of God.
那么有些想象力很强的人呢？ 从这个图画当中又看到另外一个图画。
Some people with good imagination see another story in the painting.
他看到这个小孩子这个手伸出来， 跟他爸爸握手。
He see the prodigal son reach out to his father.
然后他爸爸那个衣裳碎纸的就垂下来。
See the father's robe hang down on his
他手，
yeah. 他手， okay.
那么就隐约我们好像看到一个十字架。
In there, they see a cross in the painting.
所以有些人就把这个图画叫做 the hidden cross, 隐藏的十字架。
Some people call the painting the hidden cross.
那虽然这个浪子回到故事，大家很熟悉，有四种不同的讲法，但是我觉得里面有一个钥匙的钥匙。
I think even though there are four many different interpretations of the story, I think there's a key. Element there.
这句话就是他醒悟过来。That
key, that he come to his senses.
那么这个非常重要。This
is very important.
我们想想我们人生的道路当中，
As we go through life,
我们常常碰到一些分水岭的事情， mm-hmm. 我们要决定。
We often come to a place of a decision.
有些决定一做错以后，一生的道路都会被改变。
After that point, our lives are different.
所以那个时候就是醒悟过来的时候。
That's the time when you want to come to your senses.
但是我们一个罪人怎么会醒悟过来呢？
How does a sinner come to his sense?
难道是靠我们自己的力量吗？
Is that something we can do our own power?
那么从整个圣经来讲呢， 我们看到一个是神人同工的互动。
We see in the Bible teaching of God and man working together.
在整本圣经，我们都看到所有的事情都是从神开始。
In everything in the Bible, we see everything initiated by God.
那么人的责任就是去回应。
Man's responsibility is to respond to him.
那么神主动创造宇宙。
God initiate the creation of the universe.
我们人的责任就去欣赏他，赞叹他。
Our job is to respond, to praise him.
And 思想到我们有一位创造万物的主宰。
To remember that we have a creator.
那么神也照着他自己的意思，做男做女。
Also God by his own will create man and woman.
这是他的意思，但是我们的回应呢，就是我们就活出神的形象。
And our response is to live out the image God has created.
那么神也是先爱我们。
Also God initiated his love.
那么我们的责任就要尽心尽力去爱我们主。
And our response is to also love him with all our heart.
神也是主动差遣他的儿子耶稣基督到世上来。
God initiated by sending his son to the world.
我们正确的回应就是接受他，感谢他。
Our response is to accept him and to thank him.
神也主动赐给我们永远的生命。
God also gave us the eternal life.
我们的责任就是接受这个永生作为神给我们最好的礼物。
Our response is also to receive and to thank him for this.
然后去爱他，去享受他。
To thank him and to appreciate.
所以我们人如果对神的发起有一个正确的回应，我们就蒙福了。
If we respond properly to God's initiative, we will be blessed.
那相反呢，如果我们对神的发起没有一个正确的回应呢，那么受亏损的就是我们。
If we do not respond to him properly, we are the one that's going to be harmed.
那我们今天进入撒该这个故事以前，我们看一个失败的故事。
Before we go into the story of Zacchaeus, I want to see another story of failure.
那么有一个官，他来到耶稣的面前。
There's an official who come to Jesus.
他说：“良善的夫子啊，我该做什么才可以承受永生呢？”
He said, "Good master, what must I do to inherit the eternal life?"
注意他的问题，我要做什么才可以承受永生
？His question is, "What must I do to receive eternal life?"
耶稣没有答他。
Jesus did not respond to him.
然后他间接的说一句话。
And indirectly, Jesus said,
除神外，没有良善的。
There no one but God who is good.
那么神这句话呢，就排除了人本主义的善行。
That statement excludes man as the source of good.
Humanism.
Humanism.
那么耶稣就问他，那你有没有守律法呢？十诫呢
？God asked him, "Have you followed the law?"
那么他说，哦，全走了。
He said, "I did all that."
Wow, 你们哪一个可以这样子回答？
Can any one of us say that we obey all the law?
那么耶稣知道他的心肠，他说，你这个是律法主义者，你喜欢做一做二做三，一步步去做吗？
So Jesus told that he is a legalist. He likes to do different things, right?
那么耶稣说，好，我给两件事情你做。
I gave you two things that you must do.
第一，你变卖一切。
He said, "Sell all you have."
第二，来跟随我。
The second is come and follow me.
所以这个要求呢是只有一次在圣经里面。
God made one request, such request in the Bible.
所以你们不要紧张，你说神要我变卖一切跟随他，我怎么可以这样子做呢
？So don't worry, God did not want you to sell all you have.
神只是针对他的情形来下药。
For this rich young ruler, Jesus tell him to do that.
那么他听了这句话以后，他忧忧愁愁的就走开了。
After he heard what Jesus said, he left distressed.
那么耶稣就说了一句非常感叹的话。
And then Jesus say another thing.
他说这个骆驼进到针眼里面，比这个妇人进入天国更加容易。
He said it's easier for the camel to go through the eye of the needle than for the rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
这个官已经走了。
The young man already left.
那么众人就回答。
So the crowd respond.
那么这样子就谁能够得救啊
？They ask, then who then can enter the kingdom of heaven?
耶稣说了一句很重要的话。
And Jesus also said,
在人所不能的事，在神却能。
He said, with man these are impossible, but all things are possible with God.
那么主耶稣讲的话没有一句不是不符合实际的。
Every statement Jesus made are true.
那么等一下我们就看到这句话怎么应验在一个人的身上。
We want to see how this statement come true in another person's life.
但是我们先讲一个神学观念。
I want to give you a theological concept.
就是在约翰福音六章三十七节。
That's in John chapter 3:16.
John 6:37.
John 3:37.
凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，到我这里来的人我总不丢弃他。
All that God has chosen will come to me, and all who come to me I will not cast away.
这个是给我们一个很大的保证。
This is a precious promise from God.
很大的应许。
A great promise.
但是我们不明白神为什么不拣选这个少年官。
We don't know why God did not choose this young ruler.
但是我们知道整本圣经里面有一个神的全权跟人的责任。
We know throughout the Bible that God has his authority and man has his responsibility.
到了审判的日子，这个官是无口可言，因为他自己要向他自己的选择负责。
In the end of time, the young official he himself got to answer to God himself.
但是圣经里面有一个很大的神学的观念叫 prevenient grace， 就是在人的行为以前，神已经赐下恩典。
我懂。
就是 prevenient。
Pre
就是在人要做什么的事情之前呢，神已经把恩典赐给他。
Prevenient grace， that means before man do anything， God gave him the grace before that。
因此，我们的得救一无所夸。
So that's why we cannot boast about our own salvation.
通通都是完全的恩典。
Because it's all due to grace.
那么我们进入今天的经文里面，路加福音十九章第一节，那么耶稣进入耶利哥。
In Luke chapter 19, Jesus went into Jericho.
那么这句话我们停在这里，这个是一个选择的恩典。为什么耶稣那天就进入耶利哥？
You wonder why Jesus went into Jericho that day.
就好像我们曾经讲过，耶稣有一天到了一个井去遇见这个撒玛利亚。
就在 one day, Jesus went to the well and met this Samaritan woman.
我相信耶稣今天进耶利哥是为了救一个人。
I believe Jesus went to Jericho because he wanted to meet someone.
因为在经过这个地方的时候，他遇见一人名叫撒该。
In going into and passing the city, he met Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus 这个是很有讽刺性，就是纯洁的意思。
Zacchaeus' name means purity.
OK. 那么圣经对他的描写很简单，只有两句话。
Bible used two statements to describe him.
但是这两句话呢，给我们很大的思想。
These two statements give us some idea of who he is.
第一，他是一个税吏长。
He is a chief tax collector.
第二，他是一个财主。
And he was wealthy.
那我们都知道，今天有钱人都吸引很多朋友来，有些人不怕没有朋友的。
We all know that rich people have no trouble of finding friends.
但是这个财主呢，每个人都避开他。
But like here, everybody avoid him.
到了圣经故事的下面就讲到，众人就叫他做一个罪人。
Everybody told said that he is a sinner.
这个罪人的意思呢，就我们每个人都是罪人，但是在这个地方呢，说他是一个被遗弃的人。
The Bible refers to him as somebody who has been abandoned.
是个背叛的人。
Somebody who was rebelled.
是个犹奸，不是汉奸的，犹奸，犹太人的奸 ，OK?
A traitor to the Jewish people.
所以我们就想想看，为什么这个犹太的撒该变成这个样子
？Why is Zacchaeus deemed this way?
那么我们必须要了解一些历史的背景。
Here we want to go into a little bit of history background.
首先，耶利哥是怎么样一个城市
？The city of Jericho.
耶利哥是一个古城。
Is an ancient city.
也是一个罪恶之城。
Is also a city full of sin.
也是当时社会一个商业的重镇。
Is also a business center at the time.
更是一个海关的总部。
Is also a trade center.
很多贵重的东西都要经过这个地方，到了附近的埃及中东那个地方去。
A lot of trade went through the city to go to different countries like Egypt.
那么这个税吏长，这个身份是好呢还是坏呢
？So the chief collector, is that a good title?
是个非常不理想的一个职业，在人看来。
It is a profitable position to be at.
那么甚至今天也是一样，如果在一个社交的场合里面，大家就谈话了，我是工程师，他是。会计师，他是律师、医生，但是如果你在 IS 做事的时候呢，大概你不敢太嚣张再讲。
也就是 today, if you everybody say that you are, I'm an engineer, I'm a lawyer, I'm a doctor, but maybe you hesitate about if you are a tax collector or work for internal revenue.
那么再说，当时的以色列是一个被征服的战败国。
Israel at the time was a conquered nation.
那么被哪一个国家？征服
了。It was conquered by which country, you know?
就是罗马。
By Rome.
那么罗马就有很多的殖民地围绕了这个地中海一带。
So, Rome has a lot of colony around Mediterranean Sea.
那么罗马王呢就要征收很重的税。
And Roman emperor collect tax from all these colonies.
所以他就规定每一个殖民地都要交一些钱给他。
So every colony collect tax to for the empire.
所以大部分的钱呢都跑到罗马政府跟罗马城里面去。
So all the money in the end go to the Roman Empire.
那么剩下小部分呢，就到殖民地去。
A little bit come back to the colonies.
那么到了殖民地这个政府呢，先有这些罗马人跟这个税吏长呢，先拿了一大批。
So the Roman official takes some money and then the tax collector took some.
那么剩下的小小的钱呢，就分给。 这个社会的大众。
And then what is left over is for the public good.
所以这个罗马帝国虽然是强盛，但是人民是非常穷困的。
That's why even though the Roman Empire was prosperous, the poor people
were poor. 但是这个也有它的政治的理由在里面。
There's also a political reason in there.
那么罗马王认为这个人民穷困的时候，他们就不会造反。
The Roman Empire emperor feared that when people are poor, they have no strength to rebel.
所以这些税吏长呢，就好像一个勒索的人，就今天的话语来讲，就是白领的罪犯一样。
So for the time, the chief tax collector is like a white collar criminal.
那么你现在就知道为什么撒该是被所有的同胞去憎恨。
That's why Zacchaeus is someone who was rejected by his own people.
那么他是非常孤单的。
So he is a very lonely person.
有一天他就知道耶稣快来了。
One day he heard of Jesus coming to the city.
有一个念头进到他心里面去。
An idea come to his head.
他说耶稣能够医治耶利哥一个讨饭的瞎子。
He heard that Jesus healed the blind man.
他的名字叫巴迪马尔。
Bartimaeus,
Jesus healed a blind man. 那么这个税吏长呢，因为没有朋友，所以他要跟一个瞎子讨饭去做朋友。
So the chief tax collector no friend, so he befriend his blind person.
那么他就说，耶稣能够医治我的朋友的眼睛。
If Jesus can heal the blind man,
他也可以医病。
He can heal.
他也可以赶鬼。
He can drive out demons.
他也可以使人复活。
He can raise people from
dead. 他可以平浪，平静风浪。
He can calm a storm.
他也可以走在水面。
He can walk on water.
那么他为那么多人做那么多事，难道他不可以为我做一件事情吗？
He did so many things for so many people. Maybe he can do something for me.
所以路加福音十几章第三节就这样说，他要看看耶稣是怎么样一个人。
So in Luke chapter 19 verse 8, he wanted to see who Jesus was.
那么就要看，这要看这个要字，在原文里面是一个非常强烈的字眼。
He want to is something that very strong desire to want to see.
就是代表他非如此做不可。
He must do it.
And 他也要看看耶稣。
He want to see who Jesus looked like.
那么就要看看呢，就是一个醒悟过来的一个表现。
To want to see is like coming to
realization. 看耶稣是什么意思呢？就是愿意与耶稣拉上关系。
He want to establish some relationship with Jesus Christ.
但是他有一个问题。
But there is a problem.
第一，那个人很多，他走不过去。
There's a big crowd there. He cannot pass by.
没人喜欢他，也没人让他。
Nobody let him go through.
第二，他是非常矮的。
Also, he is very short.
所以他就看不见。
So he cannot see over the crowd.
那么他就跑到前面去。
So he ran ahead.
他要爬上这个桑树。
You climb a sycamore fig tree.
那么我们今天读圣经，看到爬上树就爬上树，好像没有太大没有什么感受。
So what's so big deal of climbing up a fig tree?
但是我们也想到中东文化的精神特质，是有几样东西对他们是非常重要的。
You know, in Middle East, some of the tradition are very important.
第一就是自由。
One is freedom.
第二就是人权。
One is your right.
第三就是荣誉 honor.
And then is your honor.
然后庄严
and your dignity.
Yeah. 那么在四样东西来讲呢，最重要就是荣誉跟庄严。
The most important of these are honor and your dignity.
但是一个年长的人 ，OK， 在社会上是做官人，居然爬树，这个是一个会招来不少的嘲笑。
For somebody who is a high official to climb a tree, is something that would bring on scorn.
那么爬这个树是一个桑树，叫 sycamore fig tree.
He climbed up a sycamore fig tree.
那个这种树呢，就长得很奇妙，就是那个枝子在很低的地方就伸出来了，所以很容易爬上去。
This tree has many low branches.
但是这种树有个特征，它的果子呢是不洁净的。所以犹太人，所以当地的外邦人呢，要用来喂猪了用的。
Also in the Jewish tradition, the fruit of the fig tree are unclean from the sycamore tree.
但是撒该就不管了，他就爬上去。
So, like he decided to climb up that tree.
那么有些喜欢用灵异结晶的人说，这个树是代表十字架。
Some people who like to interpret the Bible spiritually say that this is the cross that he's climbing.
当然也是可以讲得过去，因为他是靠着这个树引到他主的面前。
It might be true because through that tree he come to see Jesus.
然后路加福音十五节继续讲这个故事。耶稣到了这里，抬头一看，对他说：“撒该，快下来，今天我必住在你的家里。”
When Jesus come by, he said, "Zacchaeus, come down here today. Tonight I must stay in your house."
这个抬头很重要。
Jesus look up.
就是代表耶稣关注这个人。
I mean Jesus see him.
那么撒该听到这句话的时候，他有点莫名其妙。
When Zacchaeus heard Jesus call him, he was wondering.
那么我是社会上看成是一个罪人。
I'm a rejected person.
如果耶稣要跟人家讲话，一定跟一些道德比我高的人讲话。
If Jesus wants to talk to somebody, he will probably talk to somebody who is more noble in character.
所以撒该可能就看着耶稣，你是跟我讲啊？
Zacchaeus might wonder, Jesus, are you talking to me?
耶稣说，就是你，就是你。
And Jesus say, yes, it's you.
不但我还知道你的名字。
I know your name.
Yeah, 我今天还要住在你的家里面。
He said, tonight, I want to stay in your house.
我这次来耶利哥是专门为了你。
I come to Jericho to see you.
那么在中东的文化当中，如果一个人要住在另外人家里呢，是代表他愿意建立关系。
For somebody in the Middle East to want to live in stay in another person's house, to want to establish a relationship.
那么我们现在就看到耶稣靠着他自己的恩典，愿意主动与这个罪人撒该建立关系。
We see here that Jesus initiated the relationship with Zacchaeus.
而且还要住在他的家里。
He want to stay with him.
那么我们知道耶稣都很喜欢住在人家家里。
We know Jesus that love to stay in people's house.
那么这个也不难明白，因为他的名字就叫以马内利。
Because his name is called Emmanuel.
那么圣诞节快到了，我们就会思想到耶稣是以马内利的神。
Jesus is the God who is Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God with man.
那么圣经说，他就急忙下来，欢欢喜喜地接待耶稣。
So happily, Zacchaeus come down the tree.
那么这里我们就看到耶稣照着撒该的本相接纳他。
Jesus called him just the way he is.
然后撒该以一个爱主的心态来回应。
And Zacchaeus respond to Jesus.
那么他就得救了，那么简单。
From there, he was saved.
过去他可以为了钱来牺牲他自己的家人，牺牲自己的荣誉。
In the past, Zacchaeus is willing to give up a lot of things for wealth.
现在他为了耶稣的缘故，愿意牺牲他的荣誉、他的尊严。
Today, for Jesus, he was willing to give up his own dignity and honor.
我们不是靠行为去得救。
We are not saved by our good deeds.
我们是靠信心的得救。
We are saved through faith.
但是信心是会产生好的行为的。
But the faith will produce good deeds.
那么我们看看撒该他要做什么事情呢？
So what was Zacchaeus doing?
大概就站着对主说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。”
Zacchaeus stood up and said to Jesus, "Lord, look, Lord, here and now, I give half of my possession to the poor, and if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times."
大概没有说我应该要赔多少。
Zacchaeus did not ask how much should I pay back.
因为这个问题就代表律法主义，我应该要做什么，应该要做什么。
He did not ask how much should I pay back.
但是他说我可以赔多少。
He said I want to, I will pay back four times.
所以他说我把一半的给穷人。
I will give half of all my possession to the poor.
那我们要看看摩西的律法怎么要求。
What does the law of Moses require?
摩西在这个慈善的事情上。他说你可以给十分之一。
When it comes to charity, the law said that you should give one tenth.
那你就及格了。
And you pass the law.
但是撒该因为爱神的原因，他信心的行为说他给一半给穷人。
Zacchaeus motivated by love, he said, I will give half all my possessions.
然后他说我讹诈了谁，就还他四倍。
And if I cheated anybody, I will pay him back four times the amount.
还他四倍就是还了四倍就是第一倍就是还你应该要还的。
Four times he returned everything.
然后其他的就还就是等于他 的赔偿是300%。
Is that 300% repayment?
因为公益的赔偿是一份，然后他心里愿意的赔偿是三份，所以加起来是四份。
A fair repayment is 100%, but he is wanting to do 300%.
但是摩西的律法只规定说20% 就够了。
The law of Moses required 20% penalty.
所以我们看到这个撒该呢，是一个完完全全得救的人，而且愿意用他的信心来回报耶稣。
We can see that Zacchaeus was indeed saved, and his response showed.
那个当时他只是讲而已啊，还没有做啊。
He just mentioned it then. He did not actually do it.
但是耶稣说，今天救恩临到你家。
Even before he did it, Jesus said that today salvation has come to this house.
那么这个今天很重要。
This today is important.
我们的明天是未知数，我们不知道。
Tomorrow is an unknown.
我们的过去已经过去了，我们也不能做什么。
The past is gone.
这个今天呢，就是我们蒙恩的时机。
Today is the day of salvation.
所以有个传道人说，我们基督徒只有两天。
Very often a lot of pastors say we only have 2 days.
一个就是今日。
One is today.
一个就是那日。
And then is the day to come.
然后主耶稣把整个故事总结在一句话。
And then Jesus conclude with a statement.
人子来为要寻找拯救世上的人。
Jesus said that for Son of Man come to seek and save the lost.
那么我们就看到这个救恩呢，是一个白白的恩典。
We see that the great the salvation is a freely free gift.
并不是我们要做什么来赢得神的。认可
It's not something that we have to do to earn God's grace.
那个时候撒该要做一些事情，但是还没有做。
Zacchaeus was going to do something, but that was before salvation come before that.
但是耶稣说救恩已经临到你了。
But Jesus said that today the salvation has come to this house.
而且他说他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Jesus said that he also that he is the son of Abraham.
他有双重的身份。
He have a,
在血统上他是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Biologically, he is the son of Abraham.
在信心上他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Also now spiritually, he is also in faith a son of Abraham.
我们知道我们的救恩是白白的，我们不能用人的努力去赢到神的救恩。
We know our salvation is a free gift from God. It is not something that we can earn.
那么这个就把我们的基督教的信仰跟所有的宗教分别出来。
This idea very much differentiates Christianity from all the other religions.
所有的宗教就是你要做好事，做好事，做好事。
All the other religions require you to perform good deeds.
但是我们的信仰是先得救，然后行善。
But in our faith, Jesus said that receive salvation and you will have good deeds.
我们要先过了红海，然后神再赐律法，道德的律法给我。
We first pass the Red Sea and the law come to the Israelites.
但是所有的宗教人先做好事，然后才可以得救。
All the other religions require that you perform the good deed and then you will be saved.
所以有人说，所有的宗教都差不多嘛。
Some people say all the religions are the same.
只是表面上面不同而已嘛。
They might the only very superficial difference.
我应该这样子说，所有的宗教表面上都差不多，但是里面的次序是完全不同。
In fact, it might be all the religions are superficially similar, but in the core are very different.
如果你不重生，
if you are,
你不能做善事。
If you are not born again, you cannot.Do good deeds.
如果你不守节心清，你不能去敬拜神。
If you are not pure in heart, you cannot worship God.
但是所有的宗教说你先做好事。
But all the other religions say that do your good deed first.
才可以到西天的极乐世界。
And then you can approach the paradise.
所以我们要知道，我们的信仰是完全跟那一个很大的不同。
Because that's why you have to realize our faith are so different.
有一个故事是很有意思，也是在这个 Dostoyevsky 俄国小学家所讲的。
There's also another very interesting story by the Russian author.
他说在地狱里面有个女人。
This is the woman in hell.
他说不公平啊，不公平，整天在那边喊。
All day she screamed that this is not fair.
那么保罗在天上就听到了。
And St. Paul heard her in heaven.
那么好了，我整天的听你说不公平，我听听你的案子。
All day I heard you cry unfair. Tell me the reason.
那这个女人说我是个好人啊。
The woman replied that I'm a good person.
那么保罗说你有什么证据啊？
Paul said that, what proof do you have?
那么这个女人说有一天乞丐到我的家里来，我给他一个红萝卜。
The woman replied, one day a baker came to my house, I gave him some carrots.
那保罗是不是保罗在天上说啊，这个是你想象的，这个不可能。
St. Paul said that's your imagination.
那么这个女人说真的真的真的。
The woman replied, indeed I did give him some carrots.
那么保罗 OK 好，我就去档案去查一下。
Paul said that, let me look up the files.
那么果然他有做这个事情。
Indeed he did perform this good deed.
那么保罗呢就用一条绳子把一个红萝卜就丢下去，丢到地狱那边去。
So, St. Paul put a carrot and hang it down to the hell.
Yeah, 慢慢的垂到地狱里面去。
And drop it down to.
那么这个女人看到这个红萝卜，这个是就马上把它抓住。
So, when the woman see the carrot, he grab it.
那保罗就把这个绳子慢慢慢慢慢拉上去。
And then, Paul raised the carrot up.
那另外一个人在地狱里面看到有一个逃生的机会，他就不要错过。
So there's someone else who see a way of escape, that he don't want to miss the chance.
那么他就抓住这个女人的脚。
So he hang on to the woman's foot.
那么保罗就把他们一起拉上去。
So they all both went up.
但是在拉的时候呢，这个女人就说
，As they were going up, the woman cried out.
这个我是红萝卜，这个是属于我的红萝卜，这个是属于我的红萝卜。
She cried out that this is my carrot.
那么这个声音太大了，而且这个绳子震动了，就是断掉，两个人就丢到地狱里面去。
She was so loud and vibrated the string and it broke and it fall back down.
那么这个故事就告诉我们，我们的善行只不过是一个像红萝卜一种善行，是自私的，是为了保护自己，是一种功德上的善行。
Very often our very many good deeds are no better than these carrots.
那么我们就回到这个故事，问一个很深入的问题。
I want to ask you another question.
到底这个撒该为什么会醒悟过来呢？
How does Zacchaeus come to his senses?
原来神给我们一个更大的恩典。
Because God gave us an even greater blessing.
这个恩典呢，就是在我们灵魂的深层里面呢，有一种呼喊。
Because God put in our soul a search,
a cry. Okay.那么第一个呼喊是什么呢？我们渴望知道神。
Because God put that longing to know Him in our heart.
不但你是小孩子，你是哲学家。
Not only the little children, also philosophers.
那么在你夜深人静的时候，你有时候都会想到一些，到底这个宇宙有没有神？
Very often in the quiet of the night, we wonder whether there is a God.
如果有，你是谁呢？
And then we wonder who we are.
所以这种愿意认识神的这种渴望是在我们灵魂的里面。
God put this longing for Him in the depth of our soul.
第二就是我们常常要知道我们受苦的理由。
Also, we want to know the reason for our suffering.
那么人生都有很多问题难处。
As we experience many difficulty in life,
也有很多不公平的事情。
We see many unfair things.
我们都会问。为什么这个事情发生在我身上呢？
We always ask why is this happening?
为什么这个苦难发生在这个善男良人的身上呢？
Why this a good person suffer?
所以我们都有这种渴慕去了解他的原因。
We all have this longing to understand.
那么第三个渴慕呢，就是要知道我们得救的确据。
The third longing that we have is to want to have that assurance of being saved.
但我们在基督徒成为基督徒的过程当中，也曾经有这些上上下下的感觉。
In our process of becoming a Christian, we all experience this.
有时候我们在黑暗当中觉得，到底我是不是得救了？
In the midst of our despair, sometimes we wonder,
are we saved? 这个确据在哪里呢？
Do we have assurance?
所以这种的渴慕，这种的呼喊呢，是在我们的心里面。
this lowing or this crying out is in everybody's soul.
另外一种呢，就是内疚的折磨。
Also, we have this inner conflict.
当我们做一些违背良心的事情，我们觉得不安。
Very often when we do something wrong, we don't feel at ease.
有时候我们也不能再回到历史的过去解决这些问题。
Very often we realize we cannot go back to undo the thing.
那么我们良心都不平静。
And our conscience accuses us.
我们需要赦免。
We need forgiveness.
但是谁赦免我们呢？
Who can do that for us?
那么这些都是我们良心灵魂里面一种呼喊。
These are all the crying out from the depths of our soul.
另外一种是苦难的相反，就是乐极生空虚，就是你快乐到极点的时候，你突然间觉得很空虚。
That's another thing is that in the extreme of your blessing, you fear vanity.
所以这个像所罗门一样，他有富贵，有权利，也有醇酒美女，但是他写了一本书。 空虚的空虚，空虚的空虚。
That's why the Solomon, King Solomon said, he after experiencing all the wealth, all the riches and power, it's the vanity of vanities.
我们的良心里面就有一个呼喊。
In the depth of our heart, we cry out to him.
怎么样来填补我们灵魂里面的荒凉的空虚？
How do you fill this void in our heart?
在另外一个呼喊就是孤单寂寞的苦。
Also, we also cry out in our loneliness.
我们人都有孤单的时间。
We also feel the time of being alone.
然而这个孤单呢，才能成为一个人自杀的前奏曲。
Very often, this is the prerequisite to being saved.
所以我们在这种为难的光景里面呢，我们需要有人去鼓励。
That's why in time like this, we need somebody to encourage us.
我在台大有一位同学，他也是单身好久，他非常的觉得很苦闷。
When I was in college, I have a friend who was single for a long time.
他的父母亲呢，也是我爸爸妈妈的朋友。
He is a family friend.
那么这个年轻人呢，就是很不会跟人家交朋友。
He is not a very sociable person.
And 他也很少跟我爸爸打电话。
He seldom call my family.
那么在加拿大这个事情发生，那么他有一次就整天打给我爸爸。
So when he was in Canada, he called my dad all the time.
但是很奇妙，我爸爸通常都在家，甚至好几次他都不在家。
But unfortunately, many times when he called, my dad was not home.
然后就过几天，我们就听到一个新闻，他就自杀。
A few days later, we heard the news that he had killed himself.
我常常就这样子想，如果我的爸爸有机会接到他电话跟他谈的话，他可能不会落到这个光景。
I often think if my father had answered the phone, maybe he would not have to kill himself.
昨天我们教会有这个感恩聚会。
Yesterday, our church have a Thanksgiving service.
有一个姐妹没有来参加。
There's a sister who did not come.
但是他写了一封信给我们一个同工，叫我们的同工读给大家听。
He wrote a letter to one of the brothers and asked him to read it to the whole congregation.
他是从中国大陆来的。
She was from China.
但是他跟他的先生吵架，吵得很厉害。
She had a fight with her husband.
到那个地步，他已经脱水了，到了医院去。
She was suffering so much. She was in the hospital.
那么教会有姐妹去看过他。
So some of our sisters went to visit her.
他就想，就是他那封信里面就想讲的他要想自杀。
In a letter, he talked about suicide.
这个就是一念之差。
This is an idea that happened in people's heart.
In moment. 但是那个还好，一个姐妹就在这个最为难的关。 关头里面去看看他。
Fortunately, somebody from our church went to visit her.
他就上去了他自杀的念头。
She able to take the idea off her head.
所以写一封信，叫我们的有位姐妹念给大家听。
So she wrote that letter to.
所以我们这个孤单的苦楚呢，是不可小看。
So that the despair or loneliness is heavy.
但是这个也是我们教会传福音的一个很好的机会。
And this is also why we have to preach the gospel.
但是上帝的恩典是大过我们一切的困难。
Because God's grace is greater than all our difficulties.
耶稣说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
For all who are thirst, come and drink.
还有凡劳苦重担的人， 凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使他们得享安息。
All who are burdened and heavy laden, come and I will give you rest.
那么今天神的应许照样可以应允在你我的身上。
Today God's promise can also come to our life.
我们知道感恩节快到。
We know the Thanksgiving is here.
我们基督徒也知道我们有很多事情去感恩。
We also realize we have many things to be thankful for.
第一，我们要为神给我们日用的饮食要感谢他。
We thank him for all our daily needs.
然后神也赐给我们周遭很多的朋友，我们可以跟他们传福音。
Also,
为了这个机会，我们感谢他。
We also thank God for the opportunity that we have to share the gospel with our friends.
那么神在这个他的大家庭里面给我们弟兄姐妹，我们也应该感谢他。
We also thank God for the big family that we have, the brother and sister we have here.
我觉得我们蒙恩得救的人实在是有福的。
I feel so much that we are indeed a blessed group.
我们高中同学去旅行的时候，有很多人就觉得我感觉到他们是很孤单。
When I went on a trip with my high school friend, I see so many people are lonely.
And 他们就常常问一个问题：你退休以后到底做什么？
They often ask me, what are you going to do after you retire?
因为他们每天不知道就做什么。
They don't know what to do with their time.
每天打开这个电脑去看看股票。
Every day, they study stuff.
就是一个非常孤单。
That's a great.
但是我们这个信主人退休一点孤单都没有啊，我觉得。
For me, for the believer, I know we don't feel that loneliness.
我们可以看神的话语。
We read God's words.
我们一个礼拜总是有机会去讲话，跟弟兄姐妹讲话。
We always share with our brothers and sisters.
你不要小看这个。
Don't look down on this.
因为有些人退休以后，可以几个月没有讲过一句话的。
No, so many people retire.
这个是一个非常危险的一个情形。
They don't get to talk to anybody for months.
还有，我们人生都会经过苦难。
In our life, we will experience a lot of.
但是我们在苦难当中呢，我们有这个信心，知道神与我们同行。
Also, in that difficulty, we know God is with us.
也明白到在苦难当中呢。这个苦难可能对我们有属灵的益处。
We also realize that God bring all these about for our benefit.
所以我们要感谢神。
So we can be thankful.
但是最大最大的感谢呢
？The greatest thankfulness.
莫过于神的儿子为我们是成就了这个救恩。
Nothing is greater than the salvation that God's Son has accomplished for us.
让我们有这个永生的盼望。
So that we have this eternal hope.
那么这个感谢呢，就成为以上所有感谢的一个基础。
This is the foundation of all thanksgiving.
如果你不感谢神的救恩，你所有的感谢只不过是口头语而已。
Without that thanksgiving of a salvation, everything else is in vain.
所以今天我们接着打开这个故事，我们看到上帝怎么样向他施恩。
Through the story of Zacchaeus, we see how God brings grace to him.
让他能够悔改归向。
So he can repent, he can change and turn back to Jesus.
今天神照样也呼召你，呼召我到他的面前。
Today the same way, Jesus called out to all of us.
他希望我们每一个人都成为他的儿女。
He wants all of us to be his children.
我们人生的目的就是要敬拜他，享受他。
Because our life goal is to enjoy him, to know him.
这个是一个何等丰盛的生命。
This is an abundant life.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
借着打开这个人物
，From Zacchaeus, we can learn.
我们看到你的恩典。
We see your grace.
你拣选他。
We see that you chose him.
你知道他的名字。
You know his name.
你特别到了耶利哥去，在那一天拯救他。
That day you come to Jericho to save him.
你把这个完全的信心赐给他。
You also gave the faith to believe.
让他。成为的能够得救
，so that he can be saved。
人看为不可能的，在神凡事都能。
Even all things are not possible with God, but it's possible with you。
我们谢谢你这个永生的应许。
We thank you for these salvations。
我们祷告乃是奉恩主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' name。
阿门。